List After List is a tool like none I've seen before. It allows you to create lists. So they can be things like top 10 lists, the top 10 TV programs to watch on a Saturday night. And yes, you do get a lot of that kind of trivia within there. But if we apply it to our learning situations, how about lists of revision tips, for example? How about having students think about the steps that they undertake when they're conducting an experiment, rather than the standard diagram method results conclusion, and encourage them to think in a different way and to list each of the steps that they make in list format? Well, list after list will allow you to do that. You do need an account in order to create a list, but after that it's a fairly rapid process. You give your list a title and decide whether you want it to be bulleted or numbered. And then you choose whether or not it's going to be a personal list, which means that other people can read it, but you're the only one who can edit it. Or the really powerful one is what they call a wiki list, where anyone can read and edit it. So you can certainly use list after list, if we go back to the revision tips example, to crowdsource tips that your students feel have worked for them when they're undertaking revision. Or maybe you want other people to think about the steps that you've taken, or in the experiment we were describing earlier on, and you want them to perhaps amend it slightly or add to the list. Well, the wiki list allows you to do that. You also need to categorise it, so a lot will fit into the education category, and then add the other items and metadata like tags, and give it an introduction so it's got meaning to anybody who finds it in the database. Adding your list items is just simply each list item is on a different line in the text box. Just hit the return button and keep adding your list. One interesting feature, one that I really like, is right at the bottom, the last thing you do before you create a list is if you got information from elsewhere, if you're borrowing items from someone else's list, you can give them attribution. So you can say what the name of their list is and specify the URL that you used in order to get it. And I think that's a powerful message to try and get across to our students. Yes, it is okay to use information from elsewhere. We do it all the time when we're learning. But ethically, it's always wise to give that the originator of the information the attribution. They'd want it themselves when they're creating their lists. So that's list after list.